options could care less. Another point to make is that women who are secure about themselves aren't going to care you took so long to respond back. Women with a healthy self-esteem and social life could care less how long it took a man to make the initial call. If a woman doesn't want to go out because you took a little too long to call her, just know that woman did you a favor, because it's a good chance she'll be insecure and needy throughout whatever kind of relationship the two of you would have. Let's hypothetically say you don't have a busy business or social life. You know my motto, fake it until you make it. Remember, guys, availability is an attraction killer to women. Setting the date. After you've made the call, you still have to do one more little thing. Set the date. Women love trying to get to know a man over the phone. Don't let them, though. It kills the mystery and attraction. If you talk to her too much over the phone, what's the point of going on the date? You need to know how to set the date and get off the phone quickly. Otherwise, a woman could become bored with you or, even worse, use you for your non-sexual attention by just wanting to talk on the phone. The initial phone call should be no longer than 10 or 15 minutes just to get somewhat familiar with each other. Any longer could kill the mystery. Besides, you're a man on his mission in life. You don't have loads of free time for small talk. Ask her what's her availability this week. Don't ask her if she's available Saturday or anything like that, because if she's busy Saturday, you run the risk of looking too available when she counters with another day. You want women respecting your time, and this respect is earned by not looking like your time is easy and abundant. That's how flakes happen. If she's unsure of her schedule, let her check her schedule and get back to you. Do not, I repeat, do not call or text her back to check and see if she's checked her schedule. If she hasn't gotten back to you, accept it as her having low interest and just move on. She did you a favor. She could have used you for free drinks, but instead, she just didn't respond back. Better to never sleep with her than to never sleep with her and lose $40. After you've set the date, tell her you'll think of someplace nice, but you won't tell her where. Tell her it's a surprise. Confirming dates. There's a reason you don't tell her where. You are saving that to confirm on the day of the date. We all know how inconsiderate a woman can be when it comes down to a man's time. Women will flake on a man at the last moment with no hesitation or warning, but confirming dates on the day of seems so unconfident. It looks like you're used to getting flaked on. That's an attraction killer because women can interpret this as you're a non-select man. A man who women flake on at the last minute. Does that sound high value to you? If you were an attractive woman with options, would you want to date someone like that? So withhold that bit of information until the day of the date. So the proper way to confirm a date is, on the day of the date, send the woman the location and time and ask her, does that work for her? The reason you ask her if that works for her is because you want her to give you a response. If you don't ask the question, does that work for her, she could just be blowing you off and you'll never know it until she doesn't show up for the date. So be sure to include that question to elicit a response. Another reason you don't want to include the location during the initial phone call is because some other guy could come along and offer a bigger, better date than you're offering. My objective is to keep my initial investment as low as possible, as there's no guarantee you'll ever see this woman again after the initial date. Doing this not only keeps her wondering where you're taking her, which is exciting, but she could not want to go if it's not a fancy spot or if some other guy has a better offer to a better place. Shit test. Women are like sheep. They like what other women like. A woman could have low attraction for a man, but if she notices other women find you attractive, her attention level goes up instantly. Understand this. Women don't know your sexual market value. It doesn't matter if you're 300 pounds, unemployed, and living at home with your mom. If women see that other women find you attractive, their attraction level will, more than likely, raise. If nothing else, a man who's that desired will obviously display high confidence due to the number of women fighting for his attraction. Most women don't care if you have a six-pack or a Bugatti if other women aren't vying for your attention. Her attraction will more than likely drop. She'll be able to spot this by how nervous you are and your inability to stand up to her due to your scarcity mindset, which comes from other women not vying for your attention. So, on the first date, women are naturally inclined to put men through tests that are designed to test a man's value. High-value men can naturally pass these tests due to their abundance mindset. Usually, these tests start right away, and when I say right away, I'm talking when you're trying to set the initial date. When you ask her, what's her availability this week? She might hit you with the old, we'll see, or I'll let you know, crap women love to holler. You simply withdraw the offer and ask her to get back to you when her schedule clears. She'll more than likely show up late for the date. Back in the day, I would always tell guys to check the woman for showing up late for the date by telling her the first round of drinks are on you. I've recently modified my stance, and now I tell guys to be the one who is late due to most women being late. Unfortunately, some women will still be late due to their arrogance. So, if that's the case, you simply tell her, first round's on you. Understand, guys, these tests are subconscious, which means she's not even aware she's doing them. Women don't sit at home and come up with these tests. Somewhere along in the night, she'll probably test again. She'll probably try to get you to do something you don't want to do. I once had a woman on a date ask me to open her car door for her. Don't get me wrong. If you open car doors, then by all means open women's car doors. But if that's not something you do, and you're only doing it because she suggested it, then you're not being true to yourself, and you're going to lower her attraction level. High-value men don't have a fear of loss and therefore are not concerned with upsetting women. I had sex with that woman the same night, and that was a first date. My arrogant attitude probably turned her on. These tests are easier to pass when you have lower attraction. The true test comes in when you're on a date with a woman with whom you have a higher attraction. Somewhere along the date, she might test you by trying to move you off center, basically trying to piss you off by being negative towards you. She'll probably say something to the effect of, "Where did you get that shirt?" She asked you that to get under your skin or see if you start doubting yourself. When a woman trolls you, you troll her back. You could say something to the effect of, "This is my favorite shirt. I wore it especially for you." Point being, don't let them see you sweat. Shit-testing women. Here's the kicker, guys. You can test women also. Same rules apply. You're on the lookout for insecurities. Our strategy is similar to women's. When you are on a date, just simply withhold your interest level. Insecure women, when they can't tell what your interest level is, you'll more than likely never hear from them again. The fact of the matter is, since you are not displaying high interest level, the uncertainty of your interest is too much to handle for them. You'll simply never hear from them again. I say good riddance. Insecure women need constant reassurance that you're truly into them. You can never compliment them enough or call or text too much. No matter what you do, they're never satisfied. So unless you're looking for a woman you've got to text all day, you would want to weed this woman out anyway. Another great way to weed out insecure women is by waiting a week to call after the first date. Insecure women will immediately interpret this as low interest and not respond. Confident women will think, hey, maybe he's busy. He'll contact me when he gets a chance. Confident women respect your time and let you focus on your purpose. Insecure women need to get a text or call from you every hour on the hour. You will never accomplish your goals trying to keep an insecure woman satisfied. Misconceptions about shit test. There's a misconception percolating through the dating community. Men have the perception that women won't shit test men who are successful or on their purpose. This is totally untrue. In my life, I've been shit tested more when I was successful than when I was struggling financially. The reason for this is women subconsciously know men try to hide insecurities behind their successes. There's an old saying women use when trying to describe men with nice cars. Women refer to those cars as an extension of your penis. They use this phrase because women know most men only get expensive cars to compensate for something. It could be lack of bedroom skills, charisma, or game. I'm not telling guys to not get nice things out of fear of getting shit tested. What I am telling guys is that nice things don't make you immune to shit test. In fact, nothing makes you immune to shit test. Even if the woman has sky-high attraction, she'll still test your strength. The amount of shit test you get depends on if you're failing previous shit tests. If you fail one test, you get another. Fail that one, and you get another one, and so forth. First date. The first date is the most important date you'll ever have with a woman. As the age-old saying goes, you can never make a second first impression. This is the date where a woman typically puts you in a box. That box is the alpha male box or the beta male box. This is why I don't advocate a man taking a woman out for dinner dates. Dinner dates come off as if you are auditioning to be her beta male provider. I advocate asking a woman out for a drink. Asking a woman out for drinks screams fuckboy, aka alpha male. Unless you want a woman to lump you in with the rest of the losers in her beta male zone, ask her out for drinks. At the end of the date, always ask her back to your place. Nice guys don't invite women back to their place because they want to play it safe and not offend the woman. Alpha males don't care if the woman gets offended due to their abundance mindset. You can ask a woman out for drinks or invite her back to your place, and it still won't make a difference if you don't pass her test on dates. Being boring is a good way to never see a woman again. You want to talk, but you don't want to become a dancing monkey. That doesn't mean you're sitting there like a Terminator, either. You want to maintain a masculine, calm, and assertive frame. This is where being on your purpose and hitting the gym comes in handy. Doing the self-improvement gives you a sense of entitlement and confidence, which is what you're going to need to maintain a masculine frame. When you are nervous, which comes from the mindset of feeling lucky and not deserving, it puts you in this corny dancing monkey mindset. You become her entertainment instead of her date, and she can see it. Remember, women date up, not down. Being nervous is an indicator to her that you are of lower status and not accustomed to women of her level. Stick to light-hearted topics like her hobbies, favorite restaurants, or dances. Stay away from politics, crimes, and things of that nature. Those things kill the vibe and mood. Don't go for the kiss on the first date. I believe that reveals your hand too much, and by hand I mean interest level. You want a woman wondering whether you even like her over the next few days. That anxiety and uncertainty is what causes her attraction to raise. Women like a man who's a challenge and a mystery. The only time you should go for a kiss on the first date is if... When you invite her back to your place, she accepts. Then I advocate not only going for the kiss, but to also try and seal the deal. Conversing with women. So you've met the woman of your dreams and played your cards right, setting up the date. She tried the old, "We'll see," when you tried to set the date. You passed that test. She tried changing the date. You passed that test. She tried changing the time. You passed that test. You're prepared for all the tests she's ready to throw your way on the date. You are ready to show her you are no pushover. Well, that's all good and dandy. It takes more than passing shit tests to keep a woman's attention. Being able to hold an interesting conversation is a key component to sleeping with women. If you can't maintain an interesting conversation, but also keep the sexual energy by maintaining your masculine frame, her attraction level will drop fast. You don't want the conversation to take on a friendly vibe. Voice pitch or tonality is key here. Body language is also an important component. Are your body movements friendly or of a sexual nature? This is also where the self-improvement comes into play. If you feel entitled to the woman, it's easier to maintain your frame. But if you feel lucky to be on a date with her, you're going to be nervous. This nervousness is going to cause you to lose your masculine frame and tonality. Therefore, the date loses its sexual energy. Being confident can be used to keep the sexual energy. Being arrogant causes the attraction to drop. The difference between a confident man and an arrogant man is that the arrogant man feels a need to brag about himself. This bragging or boasting comes off as being insecure. Boasting about yourself also makes you come off as a try-hard, who's not good enough as is, and therefore needs to sell himself to the woman. Confidence is all you need. The reason for that is, men who are confident remain smooth and relaxed. Being smooth and relaxed keeps the sexual energy. Being smooth and relaxed is what you need to maintain your masculine frame. Being corny or goofy is what happens when you are uncomfortable with a woman. She feels this and can sense she's out of your league, or she'll be doing you a favor by sleeping with you. Like I've said before, women want men they can look up to. Passing shit tests is only one barometer women use to subconsciously judge men's SMV. They also look to judge a man's voice tone and body language to gauge your sexual market value. This is why the sexual energy is lost on dates. Losing your masculine frame is a sign of nervousness. Nervousness is a sign of not being confident. And we all know what being perceived as unconfident does to a woman's attraction level towards a man. How to pursue a feminine and high-interest woman. Let's be honest. Due to feminism, most women are programmed to withhold their attraction level, even if they have a high attraction level. Occasionally, though, you'll encounter a woman who hasn't succumbed to feminism, or her attraction is so high she doesn't give a damn and will openly display her high attraction level. It's easy to spot also because they'll do silly things like actually showing up for the date on time, or call you the next day following a date. I know, right? Go figure. A woman who actually shows up to the date on time? During the date, you might notice her playing in her hair. She'll make physical contact throughout the night, ask you a ton of questions, and shit-test you very little, if at all. At the end of the night, she might make it so obvious she wants a kiss, or even kiss you first. She might even tell you to call her when you get home, or if you invite her back to your place and she comes, that's an obvious sign of high interest. You want to make sure you recognize these signs because it's rare that you see them. It's rare to meet a woman with this kind of interest level. So you don't want to blow it, because if you pursue these types of women the same way you pursue a woman who's following some rule book, you'll turn her off. If she's displaying a high interest level, why would she want to date a guy who doesn't have the same interest level, or at least close to her interest level? So if she's displaying high interest, it's okay to pursue her a little more. The key word here is a little more. That doesn't mean you start blowing up her phone day and night, because if you do that, you'll lower her interest really quick. You simply want to reach out and make statements like, "Good morning, have a productive day." Notice I didn't ask her, "How's her day going?" I simply made a statement. That statement might seem small, but it lets her know that I'm thinking of her at least. Make sure she is reciprocating. If she stops initiating contact, you simply pull back, and by pull back I mean you reach out once a week to make a date. Who pays for the date? Some men think it's okay for women to pay for the first or second date. I totally disagree with this method. Whoever is paying is leading the interaction. Whoever is paying sets the time and location for the date. Asking a woman to lead can very easily put her into her masculine energy. It also could very easily turn her off because, contrary to popular belief, most women don't want to lead. If money is the issue, I advise you to just keep it cheap. Men should always be in the leadership position. That keeps a woman in her feminine. When women are in their feminine energy, they're much more fun to be around. Women can only have sex if they're in a feminine energy. When a woman is having sex with a man, she is being submissive to him. Women can't submit to a man when she's not in her feminine energy. So it's very beneficial for men to keep women into their feminine energy, if sex is their goal. Now, there is a rare occasion that the woman will offer to pay. Usually, this will come after you've paid for the first couple of dates and the woman has high interest. In a situation like this, I would say it's okay, but other than this rare occasion, I would say the man should pay. Not only does it put you in control, but it's an unwritten rule that whoever asks who out should pay. How to pursue feminine and high-interest women. Screwing up with a feminine woman or a high-interest woman with whom you have high interest can literally sting for years. The reason these sting so bad is because they don't come along that often. Maybe you meet women that have high interest in you, but you may not share that same high interest, or you meet women that you have high interest in, but they don't share your high interest. So when you get both of these interest levels to be at a high level to both at the same time, you know it's extremely rare, so you don't want to blow these. The key is to pursue, but not to make yourself too available. Women with high interest have a tendency to pursue you more than not, so it's very easy to fall into the too available trap, especially when you share the same high interest. Remember, you can't make yourself too unavailable, because that's a turnoff to women with high interest, because you're not displaying their same high interest. One of the biggest pitfalls with this is trying to see a woman twice in a weekend, right from the very beginning. Only see women once a week in the beginning, even if they're suggesting more of your time. Speaking for myself, I never see a woman more than once a week. I want to keep a woman chasing my validation, but I do realize every guy listening to this book might not want to stay single forever. If that's your situation, I recommend at least waiting a couple months before seeing her twice a week. Since it usually takes a woman a couple of months to develop deep feelings, this should be about the right time to allow her to see you twice a week. I said allow because only see her twice in a week if she's asking for it. You should never be the one asking for more of her time. Sometimes, even when women want more time, you still have to decline it. The age-old theory of women not knowing what they want kicks in here. On one hand, she wants to see you more, and on the other hand, she is losing interest due to your availability. Another trap men fall into is the phone availability trap. It's okay to initiate contact a little more if she's displaying high interest, but it's a fine line between showing interest to a woman and being too available. Rule of thumb to remember here is to never initiate contact twice before she has initiated contact. And if she's texting you back and forth, after the third text, pull back a little and wait a few hours to prevent you from seeming too available. I made this mistake years ago, and it taught me a very important lesson. Never take women's high interest for granted, and always keep my purpose first. I still have nightmares over one woman with a nice body who had high interest for me, and I blew it by being too available. Those types of mistakes last a while sometimes. Surefire ways to not over-pursue. In my dating life, there's three situations where you can slip up and over-pursue. The first one is in double texting or double calling. This happens when a man reaches out to a woman, either by text or call, and can't get hold of the woman. He then proceeds to reach out again before she can respond. This is classic over-pursuing and uncharacteristic of a high-value male. Guys need to understand that this is not always an indication of low interest. This could just be a test, or the woman could really be preoccupied. Men without confidence instantly think the woman isn't interested or losing interest. They let bad past experiences have a negative impact on their current situation. This is called having baggage. Another case of over-pursuing is when you reach out to set a date and the woman doesn't cooperate in setting a date. In a situation like this, you simply tell the woman to reach out to you when her schedule clears up. After you've made that clear, you simply walk away. You aren't going to call in a day or two asking her, has she figured out her schedule yet? And you aren't going to wait a couple of weeks to try again. If she never contacts you again, you simply move on. Now you know for sure she had extremely low interest. Now beware, sometimes these women will reach out again and try to get your attention, but still won't make a date. She could be an attention whore or keeping you lined up as a backup plan in case whatever she has going on fizzles out. Women generally test the water, so to speak, when their current lover or boyfriend is starting to lower their attraction one way or another. When a woman disappears on you, then reappears, you're never going to treat her like Cinderella. Always just invite her over to your place. Tell her to bring something like wine or some alcohol, so she's invested. If she declines your invite, end the call abruptly and tell her to keep in touch. Even if she calls you again, you don't ask her out. You've done all the pursuing you're going to do. You're not going to chit-chat with her all night either. Exchange a couple of texts or words if she called and get off the phone. Do that every time until she either makes a date or leaves you alone. The last situation of over-pursuing is when a woman flakes on a date with you and doesn't try to reschedule. In this situation, you tell the woman that you understand and to reach back out to you when her schedule has some free time. It's likely you'll never hear from her again. That's fine. At least you have your self-respect by not over-pursuing. Women are fickle creatures and can lose interest easily. Over-pursuing is perhaps the biggest turnoff there is. Men with options don't over-pursue. They have too many options to chase behind women. The second date. Assuming the first date went well, it's time to think about the second date. Now, timing here is critical. If you call too soon, you look desperate, but if you wait too long, you could come off as uninterested. So, when is the perfect time to call? Well, I prefer to wait 7 to 10 days. Here's the thing. Even just waiting 7 to 10 days will turn off some women. See, women have been told that there are some special angels that should be worshipped. Anything over 3 days won't be good enough for those princesses. The bottom line is most women want a man that is drooling out the mouth on a date. These women know those men will be easy to manipulate. I prefer women with their own lives. Guys must understand one thing. Women can call you, too. See, despite what society says, it's okay for a woman to call a man. This is where the abundance mindset kicks in. I'm going to tell you straightforward, right now, a lot of women will be upset that you waited to call and probably not answer, but my question to you is, why should you care? Did she pick up the phone and call you? Aren't you valuable? Remember, you are a high-value man that doesn't live by anyone else's rules. Call when it fits your schedule to call. Once you've figured out when you're going to call, it's time to set a date. When setting up the date, always remember to ask the woman what's her availability. You don't want to make the mistake of asking her if she's available a particular date and she's not available. If she gives you a counter date, you look too available if you accept. Secondly, always be in control of the situation. Since you'll be the one more than likely paying, make sure you choose the location. If you let women choose, not only do you look like you don't know how to take charge, but you also run the risk of going over your budget. Remember, you are trying to keep your investment as low as possible. Women are fickle. One minute they're all over you, and the next, they never want to see you again. If you haven't spent much money, who cares? There's plenty of other women in the sea. But if you spent a lot of money, those things sting. Once you're on the date, the same rules apply. Keep your interest level to yourself. If you did everything right on the first date to raise her interest level, like passing her shit test, and now you're on the second date, her interest level should be higher. Always remember, she's going to test you. So you still have to pass her shit test on this date as well. By the end of the date, you should know where you stand as far as her interest level goes by the way she's acting. She should be making body contact at this point, playing in her hair, etc. You might have seen this on the first date if her initial interest was high enough. Now that you've made it to the end of the date, it's time to really check her interest level. Let's assume she didn't go back to your place on the first date, as most women won't. What happens over the next few minutes will determine if you ask her out again or just move on. First, you're going to ask her back to your place, and let's assume she declines. Well, if that's the case, you have to go in for the kiss. Listen carefully. If she declines, it's time to walk away. Now understand this. Some women just want sex, and maybe she doesn't want a kiss. Well, if that was the case, then why isn't she going back to your place so you can make a move? So she clearly doesn't want just sex. She's obviously looking for something of more substance, but how is she looking for more substance if she's not even willing to kiss? This is a woman just passing time until a guy she really wants comes along. This woman is more than likely using you for your non-sexual attention. I don't care how hot she is to you. You're obviously not that hot to her. It doesn't matter what's your attraction level if it's not mutual. You want a woman who gets wet at the mere sight of you, not a woman you have to beg to give you a kiss. Celibate women and women withholding sex. Due to feminism, women are more masculine than ever. This masculinity in women has caused more and more men to just look at women as just sex objects. This has caused many women to play the celibacy card. There are three reasons a woman would play the celibacy card. The first being that she's trying to rebrand her vagina like a brand new car. She's basically trying to roll back the odometer on her vagina. Unfortunately, women don't have a Carfax, but it's a known fact that the average woman has slept with more men than the average man at the same age, so don't buy into the innocent crap. Another reason women claim celibacy is they've pegged you as a beta male. Due to social programming, some women believe that any man who isn't breaking the law or is successful is a beta male. Anything short of a lawbreaker or loser is an honest beta male to them. Sometimes your actions could make her peg you as a beta male. Some examples of mistakes that could land you in the beta zone are calling a woman too soon after getting the number, responding to a text too soon after she contacts you, and trying to see a woman too much too soon. You should always try to carry yourself as an alpha male. Never act needy when dealing with women. Lastly, when a woman dates multiple men and is probably sleeping with at least one of them, but due to her masculine, non-submissive behavior, none of them want to get in a relationship with her. In a situation like this, a woman's only recourse is to retract her vagina from the market until she has a buyer. The fact that she had to resort to this tactic should tell you everything you need to know about her personality. When a woman has a laid-back, submissive personality, there's no need to resort to claiming celibacy to get a relationship. A woman's personality should be the reason you get in a relationship, not sex. She could never respect a man who agrees to that anyway. How high could a man's SMV be if he agreed to something like that? Instantly, a woman knows you have limited options, and when she sees that, it's over, because when a woman doesn't respect you as a man with options, she acts even worse. Odds are she is sleeping with someone, but he probably only uses her as a sex option. Therefore, she uses you for your non-sexual attention to fill that void she's not getting from the guy she's sleeping with. There are some women who do this as a form of shit test. These women think all men want is sex, and they screen out men with this claim of celibacy. Me, personally, I don't waste my time on women like this. What if you shit-tested her by telling her you were unemployed even though you weren't? Do you think she would stick around to find out if it was a lie? Exactly. So why should you stick around? Alpha males don't kiss. Listen, fellas, one of the biggest misconceptions in the dating community is that most women are looking for long-term relationships. This is perhaps the biggest falsehood that leads beta males to failure when dating. This is something alpha males understand about women at an early age. If you don't take anything else from this book, you need to understand this one thing when dating women. Most women you date aren't looking for a husband. Most are looking to just have a good time. Most are just looking for casual flings. When you're on these dates, you need to have everything in place to seduce the woman back at your place. Beta males go for the kiss because they've been told that women are these innocent creatures that read the Bible all day. In reality, a lot of women will lose interest if you're not progressing things to the bedroom. Some women are only looking for sex, so if you try to kiss them, they might reject you. Not because they're not interested, but because they're not looking for anything intimate. I suggest always asking a woman back to your place and making a move there. You have two types of women you date. Women who are looking for something serious and women who are just having flings or casual sex. If you are out on a date with a woman who's looking for something special and you haven't lowered your attraction, she will kiss you. If you're out on a date with a woman who's just having casual flings and go for the kiss, she's more prone to reject you, not because she's not interested, but because she's not looking for intimacy. Always assume a woman is looking for casual flings. It benefits you either way. If it's a woman who is looking for a connection, you're subconsciously letting her know that she doesn't have forever and a day to sleep with you. You're letting her know that the clock is ticking. The take-home message here is to save the kissing for your girlfriend or wife. Preventing flakes. One of the biggest problems with dating in the social media dating age is flakiness. One reason women flake these days is the amount of attention women get online. Women get bombarded with messages on Facebook, Instagram, and dating apps. You really have to have an abundance mindset these days. You could have a great date with a woman and never hear from her again, which is why you should keep the dates cheap, by the way. You may have a great date with a woman and she'll flake on the next date. The best way to prevent a woman from flaking on you is to stay unpredictable. When a woman feels she has the comfort of knowing she could have you anytime she gets ready, she'll flake on you to do something else, knowing you will always be there waiting. You have to be a little bit more unpredictable than you have been if women are flaking on you. You want a woman excited to hear from you because you're so unpredictable. Your purpose should be your main focus in life. A woman should be competing for your time, not you just giving it to her freely. You giving a woman your time should be a reward, not something she just gets freely. Another reason a woman flakes, and this is the one that stings the most, is she's losing or has lost interest. Unfortunately, one of the pitfalls of being too available is a woman slowly starts to lose attraction. You're starting to show weakness. You're starting to show signs of a man who can't resist her. You're starting to look like a man who's starting to make a woman his life. A woman doesn't want that pressure on her. What's the solution? Always keep your purpose and friends ahead of your woman in your list of priorities. Skip a week sometimes in between seeing your woman. Return her calls hours later. If you are a busy man who's focused on his purpose, you don't have time to return calls at a rapid speed. Keep a woman on her toes. A woman who doesn't know where you stand in relation to your feelings will never flake. In her mind, she's thinking she barely has your attention as is. Why would she want to do something as dumb as flake on a man who's not displaying super high interest to begin with? That's why it's best to keep your interest level to yourself. It keeps a woman on her toes. Never let a woman know where she stands, and you'll never have to worry about a woman flaking. Getting jerked around. One of the reasons I can write a book like this is because I've made tons of mistakes in my dating life. One of the mistakes I've made in my dating life is letting women jerk me around. Women will have you chasing your tail if you let them. I don't really blame women in this situation because men should have the strength to leave a woman alone if she's not cooperating. Women can only do what you let them do. Women enjoy jerking men around. They'll do something like tell you they're coming over after they leave work, only to tell you they're going out with a friend after work now, and that she'll come over after she leaves the happy hour spot. So here you are waiting for her at home, checking your watch every 5 minutes, staring at your cell phone, only to tell you she's had a few too many drinks at happy hour, and can she get a rain check? That's not low interest. That's something far worse. It's called being jerked around. Getting jerked around is when a woman has lost all respect for you, or maybe she's never had it to begin with. A woman flaking on you is one thing. That could mean she's losing interest. Getting jerked around means she's lost interest or never had it. Never let a woman jerk you around. You'll only end up angry and frustrated. Getting jerked around is usually the result of not recognizing when a woman has low interest or is losing interest. If your woman is flaking on you and you don't stand your ground, it'll only get worse. And worse in the manner of you getting jerked around. If you let her flake once and just let it slide, she'll probably flake again and again and again. Getting multiple flakes is her way of toying with you. You probably recognize it, but don't have the balls to walk away. Being a high-value man means recognizing your self-worth and value. If a woman starts playing games, simply move on. Trying to impress women on dates. One of the biggest mistakes men make when going on dates is trying to impress women with their accomplishments and success. Yes, women prefer a successful man, but it's null and void if you're bragging about it. You're pretty much saying, "Hey, I'm not good enough to attract you for the person I am, So let me tell you all these wonderful things I've accomplished. That's a turnoff because you're pretty much admitting that you're of lower value than the woman. Never forget, women date up, not down. Always carry yourself as a high-value man. Never discuss the other women you're dating, trying to show that you're a preselected. It'll only lower her attraction. Women can tell if you're dating other women by how you carry yourself. Men who have options don't take women's crap. That's the whole point of shit tests. I remember being on a date with a woman and damn near begging her to let me take her home. The reason I wanted to take her home is because I wanted her to see my new Mercedes I was driving. Women are not dumb. They're actually pretty clever and manipulative. I'm quite sure that woman I took home figured out why I wanted to take her home so bad. I was trying to impress her with my car. This is one of the biggest mistakes I used to make back in the day. Let your accomplishments speak for themselves. Only talk about your accomplishments if the woman asks you a specific question related to your accomplishments. Never give a woman the "aren't you impressed?" look afterwards either. Just look calm and keep the conversation flowing. If a woman who is obviously materialistic asks you a question like, "what type of car do you drive?" just give a vague answer like, "I drive a white car." Even if she's asking you a question that gives you the opportunity to brag or boast about your accomplishments, just give a simple, vague answer. This will only make her wonder what type of car you do drive. If it's a nice car, she'll be impressed that you didn't try to use that to impress her. That'll let her know that you're good enough as is and don't need accessories to attract women. Dating conversation do's and don'ts. Dating conversation topics can be one of the trouble areas for men. On one hand, you want to have a stimulating conversation, but on the other hand, you want to remain a mystery. So what's the balance? Always let a woman do the majority of the talking on dates. When a man talks too much, you always run the risk of talking yourself out of the booty. Women are not logical, and there isn't exactly a right or wrong answer to a question. Everything just hinges on how she's feeling in the moment. Stay away from politics, religion, and sex topics. People treat politics and religion like it's the end-all, be-all. When you are on a date with a woman, there's a good chance she's looking for a reason to disqualify you. Some women might find that if your political beliefs or religion is different from hers, it could be a deal breaker. Now I know what you're thinking. Isn't she going to find out anyway? That's true, but she might be a little more open-minded a month into the two of you dating than she would be on the first or second date. Try to avoid talking about past relationships. I said try because she might bring it up. If she brings it up, always speak highly of your ex. If she asks, "why did you two break up?" just say, "we grew apart," or "we both started finding different interests in life," and leave it at that. Stay away from sex talk, even if she starts it first. Women do this little cat-and-mouse game, and as soon as you engage in this type of conversation, she could back up and lose interest. You are much better off sticking to conversations like favorite vacation locations, plans for the future, or hobbies and interests. You want to let her know you are happy in life and enjoying what you do for a living, because women fear getting with a man who hates his life and hopes she can be his source of happiness. Don't discuss your job and passion too long, though, because you run the risk of trying to sell yourself. You have to learn how to feed the conversation. Feeding the conversation basically means having the ability to ask a woman follow-up questions to keep her talking. The more she talks means the less you're talking. The less you talk, the better your chances of not talking yourself out of the booty. Basically, just get to know her without any edgy topics. Don't be afraid if there's silence on the date. That's when most guys break frame and turn into a dancing monkey, to keep the woman talking. In their minds, they're thinking, she must be bored, losing interest, or has lost interest, so let me entertain her so she knows I'm a fun guy to hang out with. That's when most men just start talking about absolutely anything to get the woman back talking. Always hold frame and never get nervous if the woman gets quiet. It could be a test. Non-confident men show their lack of confidence when a woman gets quiet. If you turn into an entertainer, you could find yourself in the friend zone, or even worse, the jerk you around zone. Physical escalation and closing the deal. The faster you can raise a woman's interest, the faster you can sleep with her. You can't sleep with a woman until her interest reaches at least the 80 to 90% range. She could have high initial interest, and you lower it by making silly mistakes like over-pursuing, such as double texting, asking to see her twice in a week, calling too often. For the sake of getting my point across, let's assume you've been following all the strategies I've laid out in this book, and you've got her back to your place. You still have to seal the deal. Women are programmed to present themselves as a challenge. She's more than likely not going to come in the house and just strip naked. You are going to have to seal the deal. Whether you know it or not, the physical escalation has been going on since you met her. Everything you've done or haven't done since you met her is what has her on your couch now. Patience is the key to closing the deal with women. It's a simple cat and mouse game at this point. With women, the testing never stops, even when they're on your couch getting ready to sleep with you. Women are subconsciously always searching for the highest value man they can find. These happen to be men that are already getting laid. Men that are already getting laid don't get impatient or upset. Men who don't get laid get upset, impatient, or think the woman doesn't want them sexually because they're inexperienced with women and don't know how to seal the deal. Sealing the deal with women basically boils down to simple seduction progressions. You both are sitting down on the couch, and so it's time to make your move. First, ask her to move in closer to you. You don't move in closer to her because that's submissive. Instruct her to come closer so she stays in her feminine energy. A woman needs to be in her feminine energy to submit to a man sexually, so it's imperative to keep a woman in her feminine. Once she comes closer, wait a couple of minutes and proceed to kiss her on the neck. Some women will stop you, some women will not. If she doesn't stop you, proceed to move your hand to her thigh. Most women will stop you after a few seconds. This is a test. She doesn't want you to think she's easy, or maybe she just wants to slow things down a bit. In any event, you stop and talk about something else. Don't sit there quiet, because it could come off as you're upset, and that could get her uncomfortable. It gets her uncomfortable because if she goes any further with you, she's not quite sure you can stop if she asks you to. Once a woman gets uncomfortable, it could kill her mood to engage in sex. Never give her the idea that you're upset that she stopped you. Bring up a subject and chat about that for a few minutes before you try again. Once you start again, you start back with her neck. Always go back to first base, which is her neck. Work your way to her thigh again, and typically she won't stop you this time. If she hasn't stopped you yet, you want to progress to her chest. I can pretty much guarantee you she'll stop you again. If she does, you simply stop and chat for a few minutes before you give it another try. Start back with the neck again and work your way to her thigh. If she doesn't stop you, proceed to her chest. If she doesn't stop you again, you want to progress down to her vagina area. The whole time, you're kissing her on her neck. She'll more than likely stop you again. Rinse and repeat until you're back at the vagina area again. Usually, she won't stop you this time if you took your time. Make out with her for a few minutes to get her all hot and ready for sex. At this point, you want to invite her to the bedroom. You've done everything right by showing her your high value, and now she's ready to submit to you in the bedroom. This has to be said and understood. If you don't have the knowledge or skill to close the deal, there's a very good chance you won't get a second chance. Women don't handle rejection well, and you not closing the deal could be perceived as a rejection, or you just don't understand women. That doesn't mean you rape the woman, but if it's the third date, you need to have the patience and skill to close the deal. If it's the third date or later, and the seduction hasn't worked, and she's still pushing you away, then it's a good chance you killed the attraction by not making her feel comfortable. It's a good chance she declines your offer for another date if you ask her. But if you decide to ask her anyway and she accepts, make sure you have better patience and control this time around, because this could definitely be your last chance. Being good in the bedroom. It was once upon a time when you could sleep with women and making her climax was not of utmost importance. But things have changed. Thanks to the sexual revolution and feminism, women no longer tolerate men who can't or won't please them in the bedroom. When a woman had sex with you back in the day, even if the sex wasn't the best in the world, she would be willing to make it work because she had invested her body. A woman sleeping with you back in the day actually meant something. Now it means nothing. A woman will sleep with you on Monday and never call or respond to your calls if you don't please her. If you plan on building a nice rotation of women to sleep with, it would be of great importance to improve your bedroom skills. Don't let having a small penis and being a premature ejaculator hinder you from building your rotation. The first thing you need to know about having sex with women is that it's much easier to make them climax if they have an emotional attachment to you. So the first thing you have to do is to have a woman so emotionally involved with you that the mere sight of you makes her wet. You accomplish this emotional attachment by being focused on your purpose and letting her chase your validation, maintaining a masculine frame, and having her submit to you. In my opinion, the most important part of sex, physically speaking, is foreplay. It typically takes women a lot longer to climax than men. Also, most women can only climax if they're receiving direct clitoris stimulation. The whole point of this is to get a woman right to the edge of climaxing. That's when you penetrate her and the both of you can come together. She'll think you are the best lover ever. If you are a premature ejaculator, I would definitely prioritize the foreplay. Secondly, I would wear two condoms. Wearing two condoms would kill a lot of the sensation in your penis and prevent you from ejaculating too soon. Another strategy you could use would be to constantly change positions. This would provide you a slight break right when you were on the verge of climaxing. I have three positions I use. That's missionary, doggy style, and her on top. I just cycle back and forth in between these positions. A tactic I used back in the day would be to jack off before having sex. I stopped using that tactic because I noticed my erection sometimes wouldn't be as hard as normal. Understand, these strategies work for you even if you're not a premature ejaculator. I never heard a woman complain about a man lasting too long in the bedroom. We all could last a little bit longer, to be honest. There could come a time when you meet a woman with whom you have an extremely high physical attraction, or a woman who has what's commonly referred to as red snapper. That's a name given to a woman with a tight grip vagina. If you were ever lucky enough to encounter one of these women, please believe you are going to need every strategy you can find to keep from premature ejaculating. The biggest issue in my life has come when I encountered a woman I had an extremely high attraction for. I could never last as long with a 10 as I could with a 7 or 8. I lost a couple of very attractive women due to this problem. I made it a priority to improve my sex skills to prevent me from losing high-quality women. Women disappearing after sex. Men have been fed this myth that all women want monogamous relationships. So men are dumbfounded when they sleep with a woman